Welcome to the self-compassion meditation. Please sit comfortably, allowing yourself to become fully present in this moment, allowing your breath to slow itself down, breathing gently, softly, deeply into your belly. Gentle inhales and exhales. Today's meditation, we are going to be dropping into our heart space, that vulnerable, tender place, and practicing a tool for self-compassion. This meditation is brief, and I recommend doing it several times throughout the day. It's one that can bring you back to your center and allow in some space for whatever may be going on in your life. This meditation is based on the work of Tara Brach, a renowned psychotherapist and spiritual teacher. It is called the Rain of Self-Compassion. So, dropping into this moment, following your breath, gently coming in. We're going to start with the R of rain. And the R of rain represents recognize. And I invite you all to drop into your bodies, your heart space, your physical body, mental, emotional, and really scan yourself for what may be going on for you right now. Maybe there's something heavy going on in your life. Maybe you're feeling anxiety, a depression. There might be an actual real life event that's taking some time and energy. So just take this moment to recognize that you might be feeling a certain way, to really pay attention without resistance or suppression or repression. Just recognize. And after we recognize something that might be troubling us or happening in our life, we move into the A of rain. And the A is to allow. So to fully allow this moment to be exactly what it is. So often we become very frightened if we are feeling certain ways that are heavier for us, whether it's a fear or a sadness or a depression. Allowing ourselves the space to be exactly how we are right now. So if you're tired, allow the tired. If you're feeling some grief, allow the grief. If you're just checked out and feeling a little dissociated, that's okay. Allow whatever is to be. It's a gift we so often don't give ourselves. The gift of allowing ourselves to be where we are in any given moment. And after we recognize and we allow this moment to be what it is, we move into the Eye of Rain. The Eye of Rain is to investigate. This is where we get curious. Curiosity with kindness, without judgment and without criticism. We can really ask, what's going on right now? So often when we are feeling badly in some way, when we really stop and get curious and investigate, we might identify a disempowering belief that's underneath all of this. Like we did something wrong, or we're not enough. Like it's overwhelming, things are never going to get better. Fears of failure, fears of missing out, fears of letting people down. Often when we investigate, we might find out that we're feeling vulnerable, maybe lonely, that we're needing connection, that we haven't been in our truth. So we just gently want to investigate again with kindness. Nothing needs to change in this moment. We're just curious. We're exploring ourselves, exploring those blind spots, places within us that hold great information. We then move from the eye, the investigation, to the Inn of Rain. Which is the nurturing and the nourishing part of rain. You know, and this is where we really ask ourselves, what is it that this part of me that might be wounded or that's feeling the grief, or feeling the sadness, or feeling the judgment, the shame, the blame, the part of us that perhaps we're beating ourselves up for an addictive pattern or a relationship that we feel hopeless or helpless about. Whatever that part of us is that's creating these feelings of unrest, really be able to go in and ask, what do you need? Oftentimes, I put my hand on my heart at this point, allowing myself to feel that warmth and comfort and the nurturance. You really explore different touch that you may give yourself, maybe gently caressing your forehead. Maybe thinking of a loving other, what they may have done for you in the past to let you feel that love and support. Visualizing kind eyes. I know for myself, I often need to hear words of reassurance. It's okay, sweetheart. Sometimes the Ho'oponopono prayer. I love you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Forgive me. Sometimes perhaps knowing that I've done the best that I can based on the level of awareness and consciousness that I've had in my life. That everything's okay. That I'm not alone. For some of you, this might be helpful to think of perhaps a spiritual teacher that you feel close with, or maybe a beloved parent or grandparent. Some may even call in their four-legged and think of that love and warmth, but really calling in anything that will allow you to feel some love and some nurturance deeply into the heart of the place that needs it the most right now. Breathing that into that space, that light, that love, the warmth. So often we try to resist or extract or get rid of these vulnerable parts of us. Rather than dropping in and nurturing and holding and protecting, quenching the needs of this part of ourselves. So in this moment, in this meditation, we're creating space. Creating this beautiful internal space where all these parts of ourself can live, even the wounded parts, that there's space. And they are like these gentle waves in the greater ocean of support and nurturance. That we don't have to fear, that we can embrace and really rest. Quietly and gently and securely. You know, and from this place of perhaps more softness or kindness, so we're offering ourselves the same support that we give to our beloved friends and family, our children, our four-leggeds. Such an important place to ask ourselves this question, to entertain the question, what would I feel like? What would my life be like if I no longer believed whatever disempowering belief that I might hold? If I didn't believe that something was wrong, if I believed that I was safe, if I believed that I was worthy, if I truly believed the universe supported me. What would I feel like if I knew in every cell of my being that every need is met? If I really believed that I'm connected to all that is and all that is connected to me, can we begin to teach our bodies, our minds, our hearts what that would be like if we truly knew that there was nothing wrong, that we're safe, that we're connected and held and loved? And just breathing this space in, breathing, making room for this new belief, even as a possibility.